Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rates and Lanes with Rico Muhammad and Chuck Snow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rates and Lanes podcast. I am your host, Rico Muhammad. Tonight, it will just be myself. Chuck Snow is entertaining a client down in Florida, I believe he told me. So, I get to have you guys all to myself this evening. So if you got any questions or anything, you can go ahead and press number one. We'll come to you and try to get to your questions as soon as we possibly can. We're going to go ahead and start off the show as we normally do, and that's always leading off with the fruit and vegetable truck rate report coming out of the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. They put out a weekly report that indicates as far as fruits and vegetables are concerned, they give you a good little report that helps you to identify where there may be potential gains to be had on the spot market. If you're running fruits and vegetable reefer loads, anything of the sort, they have a handy little report, so we try to put it out and publish it every and talk about it every week here on the show just to give you guys some heads up on it. And we will be posting a link to the report on the Rates and Lanes Facebook page, so you can go over there. If you haven't already done so, go over to the Rates and Lanes Facebook page and like and subscribe over there so that you get notifications when we are getting ready to go live with the show. And also, the YouTube channel is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, we ordered some equipment. We are waiting for some stuff to come in. We want to make sure that we try to make sure when we launch the YouTube channel that we have the least amount of technical difficulties as we can. So we want to make sure that we get it right. And I know that that's kind of we're going to be kind of flying photography professionals or anything like that. We run a trucking company. So, but we're going to try to figure it out. We're going to try to get this thing up and going with the YouTube channel. And we will be, once we get it up and going, we will be simulcasting YouTube right along with the podcast at the same time, so that hopefully it will help us to start to pull out more teaching tools so that we can do some more in-depth teaching and more interactive things with the podcast and with the YouTube channel. So once we get everything up and going, I will let you know exactly the URL and everything that you need to know so that you can go over and subscribe, and we're going to need you guys to make sure to support us over there on YouTube once we get it up and going. But let me, without any further ado, let's jump on back into the fruit and vegetable truck rate report from the USDA. And as of this week, we have one market that is reporting an outright shortage of trucks, and that market is Southern New Mexico. Southern New Mexico is reporting an outright shortage of trucks. We have several markets that are reporting slight shortages of trucks availability, and those markets are San Joaquin Valley, California, North Carolina, Southeast Missouri, Southwest Indiana, and East and Southeast Illinois, Georgia, Upper Valley, Twin Falls, Burley District, Idaho, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Eastern North Carolina, and Columbia Basin, Washington. All of those areas are reporting slight shortages. And we have a couple of markets that are reporting an outright surplus of trucks, meaning it's probably not going to be too good faring for you on the spot market. And those two areas that are reporting the surpluses are the lower Rio Grande Valley, Texas, and Mexico Crossing through Texas. So both of those areas showing that they have a glut of trucks in the area right now. So that probably means that the rates are probably going to reflect that because of the supply and demand. And like I said, we will have this report up for you on the Rates and Lanes Facebook page. There's a lot more information that is contained in this report. It's a little handy little tool that's published every week, and we always like to try to highlight it here on the Rates and Lanes podcast. And moving right along, jumping over really quickly into this week's DAT Trendlines report, We like to highlight the DAT Trendlines report here on the Rates and Lanes podcast because DAT, we are not sponsored by DAT. We don't have any affiliation with them other than we appreciate the information that they disseminate. And this is also another nice little report that you can also get access to. We will post a link for you if you are not subscribed for you on the Rates and Lanes Facebook page for you to check it out. But this week, the report runs from a week to week, so it's based on February 24th through March 2nd. West Coast van volumes got a late winter boost that helped to lift van rates on many high traffic lanes, but prices in the interior of the country still reflect seasonal slowness. Flatbed rates have been volatile as of late, but volumes have shown signs of gathering strength. Meanwhile, reefer rates continue to slide. And we are going to take a little bit of a deeper dive and a deeper look into this report. Beginning off with dry vans, we're going to look at the demand and capacity portion of this DAT Trendlines report for the week of March. Excuse me, for the week of, I'm getting my date screwed up here. February through March 2nd. Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to get my report together. Here we go. And representatives, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we got a little bit of a technical glitch here. As I'm trying to get the report to reboot. Just a second, bear with me. And my report is crashing outright. Haven't had this one happen before. All right. Let's move back over. Let me back up for just a second. Let me get back into the capacity report for the dry vans. And it looks like for dry vans, and I'm not getting my report. It's not coming through, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize about that. Let me, let's do this. Let's go ahead and let's just talk about the rates because I cannot get the, the demand and capacity portion of the report to pull, and I have the rate information. So let's just take a look at the rates from the previous week. Starting out, we're going to look around the country, and we'll see how the rates were performing. And, I've never had this one quite happen like this. So starting out in the northeastern portion of the United States, we have showing on the spot market, dry van rates coming out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, showing an average on the outbound side at $1.80 per mile. Moving down into the southeastern portion of the United States, we have Atlanta, Georgia being the representative city, showing an average spot market rate for dry vans at $2 per mile. Moving up into the Midwest, we got Chicago, Illinois checking in, showing an average spot market rate at $2.27 per mile. And coming out of the south central portion of the United States, Dallas, Texas is the representative city, showing $1.61 per mile. Moving over to the West Coast, coming out of Los Angeles, California, we're showing that the dry van spot market rate coming out of Los Angeles is showing $2.08 per mile. And that is the wrapping up for the dry van segment of the report. Let's jump over to see how the flatbed portion of the report is faring. Starting out in the northeastern portion of the United States, we have an outbound spot market for flatbeds at $3.73 coming out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Moving down into the southeastern portion of the United States, Atlanta, Georgia being the representative city, showing an outbound spot market rate of $2.47 for flatbeds. Moving up into the Midwest, Rock Island, Illinois, showing an outbound spot market rate of $2.81 per mile. And moving down to the south central portion of the United States, Houston, Texas is the representative city, showing an outbound spot market rate, $2.28 per mile. Wrapping up the flatbed report coming out of the West Coast, Phoenix, Arizona, showing an outbound spot market rate of $1.79 per mile. And I beg your pardon, ladies and gentlemen, I was a little remiss in my duties. I forgot to see what the average diesel price was. I like to try to give you that information as well, trying to see if I can go in and pull that. And nothing is working for me this evening. There we go. Diesel prices was one jumped up by 1.3 percentage points, so an average diesel price of $3.05 per gallon nationally. Okay, now let's jump back into the reefer report on the rates for reefers around the country. And we got all kind of glitches. There we go. Elizabeth, New Jersey, being the representative city out of the Northeast, showing $1.88 per mile coming out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Coming up out of the southeastern portion of the United States, Lakeland, Florida, being the representative city, showing an average outbound spot market rate of $1.52 for reefers. Moving up into the Midwest, Green Bay, Wisconsin, being the representative city, leading the nation, showing an average spot market rate of $2.95 per mile. And coming out of McAllen, Texas, the south central portion of the United States, showing an average outbound spot market rate for reefers at $2.24. And wrapping up the report, coming out of the West Coast, Fresno, California, showing an outbound reefer rate at $1.99 per mile. And with that being said, that wraps up the DAT report. I apologize. I'm trying to, not sure why, crash on a portion of the report that I'm not able to pull up, and I apologize about that. Let's move on. Let's jump over into this week's bad broker report. This week, thank goodness, we only have one new entry to the bad broker report, and that's what we like to see. We don't like to see this report taking up a whole lot of time within the show. But the one entry to the report this week is Apple Valley Trucking Express, Inc. Their MC number is 113116. The FMCSA shows that their surety bond has canceled already on 3/1/2019. It is reported that they have over $24,000 in non-payment complaints that have been reported. They are at extreme risk, so hopefully they are no longer operating, catching anyone up in a bad situation. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, you can press the number one. If you have a question about if you'd like to get a spot market rate, if you'd like to know what a particular rate is going for on a lane, if you got questions about a lane, we can try to help you out with those. We can try to plug that information in and see what the average rate has been going for in a particular lane if you got questions surrounding that. And also, we published earlier this week a report from FTR and Associates. They have a report that they publish every Monday, and we try to link it up on the Facebook page. And in this report that they put out, it's called their Monday Morning Coffee, they talk about a lot of in-depth stuff that affects us in the transportation industry, the gross domestic product. They go in-depth and talk about how the economy is performing, how the stock market is performing, and economic data, very, very in-depth information. And it shows that we are expected to kind of have more of a status quo for the rest of the year, for lack of a better term. It shows that we should not have too much of a fluctuation that they are expecting for us to have a very solid job market for the rest of the year. Hopefully we don't have any more governmental shutdowns, because I think that we all felt the pinch from the government shutdown when that occurred, and that was a very tumultuous time. As we talked about at that time, the economy was losing $6.5 billion a week for every week that the government was shut down. And I think that we started to feel a little bit of that within our industry as far as the truck rates were concerned. I think that we are starting to, I feel confident that rates are going to start to slowly recover. And one of the things, that's why we wanted to try to expand what we do here on the Rates and Lanes podcast, one of the things that we think is going to help the rates to recover is by getting more education out there to people that are in this industry, that are running their own trucks, that are running their own authority, the small guy that may not have access to some of this information. That's why we try to bring on industry experts and guests on a monthly basis. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the calendar, and I think we are scheduled to have our transportation attorney back on. If you haven't listened to the show, or if you missed the show over the period of time, we have our transportation attorney, Hank Seaton, one of the top industry transportation attorneys, and he comes on and spends the entire hour with us. He brings a wealth of information and a wealth of knowledge to us, but he also is willing and able to answer and take your questions. If you have questions and concerns about any situation that you have been involved in, whether it be a contract dispute situation with not being paid properly with from a broker, Hank comes to us and offers a wealth of knowledge, and he will also assist you if there's anything that you want or need to have done, if you need to have contracts and things of that nature drawn up. Now, that is not a free service, of course, but of course you, by knowing someone that you can talk to and have access to, and Hank has a soft spot in his heart for us small guys, he offers his services at a really, really reasonable rate. So if you are in the market for anything like that, if you have not had your rules circular published, if you don't know what that is, go Google that term. Make sure that you know what your rules circular is. And we're going to start going in depth and talking a lot more about starting from the fundamental standpoint. When we get the YouTube channel up and going, we're going to go in and try to have charts and graphics to help people understand cost per mile, how to develop your cost per mile, how to set your cost per mile, develop, you know, get all of the information that you need to develop your cost per mile so that you know that you are running a profitable operation. No more of the old Western just shooting from the hip, you think you're making money stuff. We want to equip you with the tools so that you know exactly how healthy your business is. Are you running a monthly P&L? Do you have those P&L statements to know whether or not your business is running at a profit or if you're running at a loss this month? A lot of times, these are some of the small things that we get lost in the, you know, it gets lost in the sauce, so to speak. And we have to do a better job as business owners to make sure that we are doing our part and being efficient in running our business. So we want to share as much of that information with you guys as we possibly can. And we're also taking suggestions from you guys. If you got a suggestion, if you got a concern, if something that you want to would like for us to cover here on the podcast, on the show, by all means, drop us a note over on the Facebook page. If you don't do Facebook and you're listening to the, you can email us, ratesandlanes@gmail.com. So we have a couple of different ways that you can get in contact with us, that you can communicate with us. And, of course, if we are interacting on Facebook, we're always available and accessible there as well. So So I'm going down looking through the call list. If you have a question, like I said, we got a bunch of people on the line tonight. If you got a question about a lane, about a rate, you can press the number one. We're going to kind of do it a little bit of an abbreviated show tonight. We're not going to go the full hour. We're going to go a little bit abbreviated tonight, past some things that came up. But if you got a question, we're here for you. We'll take your question. If you got a comment, if you got something that you just want to say, you want to share a comment with us, we'll welcome that as well. You can press the number one. We'll come to you, get you up and on board, and we can have us a conversation real quick. And looking at, I want to go back. I've seen something that I wanted to highlight a little in this report from the FTR and Associates. And it's showing that one of the things why I don't think that we're going to have a tremendous amount of growth, and I think that we're going to be halfway solid, just kind of maintaining status quo through the rest of the year, is that it shows that the manufacturing index is softened. It's dropped down a little bit, a couple of percentage points. And, you know, whenever the manufacturing starts to soften a little bit, that's one of the indicators. That's one of the canaries in the mine that kind of lets you know it may not be as great. Things may not be as great as or as rosy as they predict places. So I think that with that showing the showing at how the manufacturing index is softening a little bit. It's not tremendous. It dropped down from 56.6 down to 54.2. So it's not a tremendous drop, and they are expecting for the most part, the economy to achieve a 3% growth for the rest of the year. So that's, you know, I don't think that it's going to be knocking the cover off the ball, but I expect for it to be halfway decent for the rest of the year. Let's see. And there was something else I wanted to pull out of this report that caught my eye. Residential construction took a tumble, dropping down. It dropped down by 11.2 percentage points. And that's going to affect the flatbedders and things that are moving along those lines. So, like I said, we're going to try and post all of these reports up on the Facebook page for you guys to go in and mine and pull out the information that you think may be sufficient to whatever market that you are servicing. So we want to definitely get you guys up and on board, share as much information as we can. If you got any questions, like I said, we're taking questions right now. And if you don't have any questions, if you like a rate quote on a lane, you can press the number one. That's how you get up here to talk with us here on the Rates and Lanes podcast. You just press the number one, and we will bring you up and on board. You can ask your question, and we'll have a little conversation. Don't be afraid to. I get people all the time that say, man, I was kind of intimidated. I didn't want to. I had a question, but I was a little scared to come on the air. It's just like having a regular telephone conversation. No one's going to bite you. Oh, okay, we got us a taker. Caller from the 641. You're up live with Rico. How can we help?
Hi, Rico. I was just wanting to tell you that I think you do a great job, and I really enjoy your show and the information that you provide.
Definitely appreciate the flowers. I thank you again. What's your name and where are you calling from, Paul?
Jim from Iowa.
Tim from Iowa. Tim, we definitely appreciate it. Tim, is there anything that we can help you out with tonight? Would you like a quote on a lane or anything like that, or you pretty much just want to just make a statement tonight?
No, I was just wanting to thank you for taking time to do what you do. And I'll tell you that I've listened to your recorded shows for quite a while, and just one suggestion that I would have, if you would happen to mention the day, the day and the time and the phone number to call in for the live show. It took me a while to find it, but I did. And I don't know if there'd be other folks in the same shoes or not.
You know what, Tim? I appreciate the suggestion because I have definitely been remiss in my duties, and I forget about the people listening to the podcast on the recorded basis.
Oh,
so we do the show.
Buddy, that's no criticism whatsoever.
No. We welcome.
I listened to one of your recorded shows from sometime in the last month, and you, on two or three occasions, ripped something off from your grandpa. I think you should write a book, quotes from Rico's grandpa. I think it would be hilarious.
Well, I appreciate it, Tim. Yeah, my grandfather, he will say some zingers back in the day. Absolutely. I might have to sit down and think about that, sit down and write them all down one day. But I definitely appreciate the suggestion. One thing that I do forget about, and that's something that we want to try to do, because what we are really working on is trying to stay more consistent with bringing the show to you guys. And myself and Chuck Snow, my co-host, he's not able to join us tonight. He's entertaining a client down in Florida. But what we want to do is try to bring more information, bring more teaching, and from the aspect of, you know, I try to bring the reports and stuff like that, and Chuck brings his vast knowledge of experience, years and years in this business, and from growing as a small one-truck operation all the way as big as he is. Even though he's out of Canada, it's not too much difference as far as how a trucking company runs. And so that's one of the things that we want to do, is bring more consistency to the program, bring more teaching tools. And like you said, for those that may be listening on a call-in or a recorded show, the number is the call-in is 563-999-3508. And we do the show every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And once again, the call-in number is 569-999-3508. So once again,
and Rico, I might add that 7 o'clock is Eastern time.
Yes, Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time. Very good. I appreciate you looking out for me and making that suggestion, because we definitely could do a better job at trying to report that and get that, especially on the air while we're recording the show. So I definitely appreciate the feedback.
I think you're doing a fantastic job, and the information's been in front of me the whole time, but I just finally caught on to the phone number and the time and the day just this week. So anyway, I thought I'd just recommend or throw that out there for you. Do with what you want. And again, I thank you for your time and your information. It's very valuable info.
Well, we appreciate it, Tim. Thank you. So let me ask you this, Tim, while I got you though, real quickly. How has your operation been going for you this year? What's been your experience out here?
Go. I got started about a year ago, and things were pulling a reefer, and things were going great, like they were for everyone. And I've kind of noticed that the supply of loads to choose from has shrunk up some, and obviously the rates have backed up. But I, you know, still, if a guy's willing to work, there's work to do. And I don't know. I wonder, is this a seasonal thing that we're feeling right now, and maybe it'll kind of bottom out and go along about the same, pick up a little steam? I don't know. I do realize and understand that last year was completely off the charts, or not the status quo, as you say. So I don't know.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about that, because last year was about this time last year was rolling out the ELD mandate. So we had, you know, there was a little bit of panic and crisis that took place, and rates, of course, kind of reflected that. They began to skyrocket and they came back down. They had a correction, as all markets have a correction. It came back down to earth. And I think that what we are experiencing now, there was an article that DAT put out, and I need to probably link that article and put it out as well. How can we have a driver shortage and a surplus at the same time? Because it seems that we have a little bit of a capacity issue going on, because as we all know, or we should know, Rates are, especially on the spot market, are a reflection of supply and demand. And so with the rates being as tight and as they are, that means that there's a lot more of a supply than there is a demand. So you got people that are willing to take stuff at a cheaper rate to get stuff, moving freight at a very cheap rate, and it has everyone scratching their head. Now, I think that we have a bunch of people, unfortunately, that may have jumped into this business, and someone had a post on Facebook. It was a very good, thoughtful article that they wrote on Facebook. I was very impressed by it, but they were saying that within the past week that they talked to several different people that had their own authority but now are either giving up their authority and going back to working for a carrier or just getting out of the business altogether. And I think that that is an effect of not really properly preparing to run your business to be profitable. I think that some people may have jumped out here and seen that there was a quick buck to be made, but, like all flashes in the pan, things got to kind of come back down to earth, and now it's gotten a lot tougher. So if you don't have your cost under control, your cost of operation under control, it's going to be very tough to turn a profit out here. And for the guys that are their business in and out and are able to run at a profit, I think that those are going to be the winners, and the guys that have excruciatingly high truck payments or trailer payments, they are going to be the ones that unfortunately are going to be some of the victims in this whole process.
Yes, sir, and that's I just kind of got started, and I managed to keep my overhead at a manageable level to where everything's still working fine. It's just, it's pretty obvious that something's changed here in the last 60 days or what have you. And I reckon it'll come back around the other way in time.
Yeah, I think we're going to be, I think things are going to start to, and especially once produce season kind of kicks in here in full throttle in the next couple of weeks, I think that we'll start to see things start to level back out, because right now you got a lot of, you got a lot of bleed over from the reefers into the dry van market, and so you're getting some of that bleed over with reefers hauling dry products versus dedicating exclusively with hauling just reefer stuff because of.
Yes, sir.
But I think that once the produce market kind of kicks in the full throttle and the melons and everything starts to move in with springtime and summer coming up on us, I think that I'm hopeful. That we will start to see some positive movement when it comes to the rates, especially on the spot market. So where do you run, Tim? Let me ask you that while I got you, and I'll get ready to let you go.
Well, no problem. You said where?
Yeah, what area of the country do you run?
It's just the Midwest, pretty much. Obviously, I've been out of the Midwest a number of times, but primarily Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, just kind of that area, right in the snow country this year, as it were.
I was going to ask a follow-up question. How has the weather affected your operation up that way this year?
You know, there's some days that are better than others, obviously. We've had way more snow than what we ordinarily would have had, in my opinion. It's been plenty cold. It's just the day-to-day challenges of keeping your equipment operating, keeping it to where it'll start, not gel up, what have you. But otherwise, it's just kind of been business as usual, I would say. And I think we probably are less affected by some of the fluctuations in the market because there's a lot of people that don't want to be in and around here this time of year, and that's clearly understandable.
So do you run primarily stay in the Midwest, or do you come down south any, or you what give us an idea of how the operation?
I've ran into Texas several times, but primarily I've been running the lane from Iowa out to Ohio, and just kind of trying to stay on the same deal. Okay. We've got pretty steady freight coming out, but the challenge, truthfully, has been finding a decent something to bring back, get back under a load to do it again. And we've just kind of noticed that there's fewer loads seemingly available, and they don't want to pay what they were.
Absolutely. I think we all have kind of ran into that little bit of a conundrum. I kind of shared a story that, you know, there was a load that I used to do coming out of North Carolina back down to Alabama, and it used to pay $1,000. It wasn't a very long run. It was probably this spot market. It was a spot market move. It was about 257 miles door to door, I believe it was, and it normally paid $1,000. It was kind of a funky little deal because it was going through the Opelika Walmart distribution center down there in Alabama, and they receive at night, so it was if you load, it kind of screwed you up where it screwed up your whole entire day. Because it came off, it was the next day run, but it didn't come off until like 6 o'clock in the evening the following day. So it wasn't like you could go run down there and knock it out first thing that next morning and reload. So you kind of had to babysit it, and you were stuck under that load all day. That like I said, that load would normally pay was paying $1,000. Over the past couple of weeks here lately, when I've called on a load, that the load is still moving, but they are no longer the most that they're willing to pay on those loads, even though we have historical data in a relationship. The most that they're willing to pay on those loads is $650, and I just for that type of frustration, I'd rather just I come on back home empty.
That would make two of us. The juice just isn't worth the squeeze at that point.
Right. So hopefully things will turn back around and things will get back on even keel. We just gotta hold on. Produce season is coming fast and furious. Hopefully we can get, like I say, we can start try to force these rates back up to normal operating areas.
Oh, absolutely. I'm certainly not whining about this deal at all. It still makes money. But it's just like that one you were talking about. It's hard to imagine the market legitimately moving. You know, in terms of the percentage, that's a huge percentage that's backed up. I could definitely see it fluctuate 10% either way. But that's a huge move.
We got to call the herd a little bit, unfortunately. You know,
of course, nobody was concerned about it when it was moving those percentages up, you know.
Right.
Or at least on this side of the fence, we weren't real concerned about it. And obviously, what goes up comes down.
Right. We were loving every minute of it. We were fat, dumb, and happy at the time. And I was one of the proponents that was really beat the drum. I was like, you know, with the ELD mandate, because it showed initially that the rates were going up, but then I really cannot explain how fast and how hard the rates came tumbling right back down. I was dumbfounded on that one. So I kind of, you know, I looked like a genius in the beginning, but then I kind of had to, you know, left me scratching my head, had to eat a little crow here in the end. So,
what effect, Rico, do you think this AOBRD being phased out will have? That'll surely squeeze capacity a little bit, won't it?
I'm not 100% sure as far as they're having to make them come. I think that a lot of the people that were doing the AOBRs are having to do patches to their software to make it compliant.
Gotcha.
So I'm not 100% sure. I don't think that the manufacturers or makers are going to. I think they're going to try to do whatever they can to make the patches to their software to make it compliant, so that they can kind of keep a foothold in the game. Because that's a good revenue generator. But if not, that's going to be really interesting to see, and that's probably something that next time we have Hank on, I'm going to have to pose that question over to him as well, as far as that situation is concerned, because he's on top of a lot of that stuff as well.
I know some company drivers that use them, and they're able to, I mean, they can't really cheat them, but they're able to fudge them around in such a way that they can turn loads that they normally wouldn't be able to, or you wouldn't be able to with a full ELD. And I don't know how widespread that is, but I just wondered, I think in December they're going to phase those out, supposedly, and that may help the capacity situation a little, too.
Yeah, I think that if we were, I was under the impression that if we were running like we were supposed to be running with the ELDs and everything, that would create enough scarcity to where it would force the prices to go up. And like I said, initially it did, but I don't know. I really have been scratching my head as to how the rates have been able to plummet this far down into the rabbit hole.
Hopefully, sir.
we can get them back, you know, get them back at a pretty halfway decent rate, and increase our profitability this time around. But the best thing that we can do, to insulate ourselves is one of the things, major proponent here on this show, is if you have the ability, if you got your own operation, go out and start trying to recruit those direct customers. Go ahead and start building your name. And that can help insulate you from a lot of the tumultuous winds that are blowing when things start getting crazy out here. That kind of can insulate you a little bit to help weather the storm and keep you safe from all the wicked seas.
Seems like maybe there aren't quite so many ups and downs with that. It's a little more steady.
Exactly. Well, Tim, I appreciate you taking some time to come on board and chat with us this evening. We appreciate the feedback, and I'm going to put that out there one more time. The phone number for you to call in is 563-999-3508. We have the Rates and Lane podcast show every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would love for you guys to tell a friend to tell a friend. Come on and participate with us live, just like Tim just did just right there. We're not going to bite. We want to develop and get a more of a caller interaction with the show. We want to start to expand the tell a friend to tell a friend about the show. Go back and listen to the podcast if you missed anything. And God willing, next week we'll have our co-host Chuck Snow will be back with us. If you got any suggestions, anything that you would like to know or hear us talk about next week, drop us a line over on the Rates and Lanes Facebook page. Take all suggestions there. Also, if you're not on Facebook, you can shoot us an email at ratesandlanes@gmail.com. And that will wrap up the show for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us tonight, listening to the Rates and Lanes podcast. So with that being said, we'll talk to you guys same time, same place, God willing, next week. Keep it in between the mustard and the mayonnaise. God bless you, and good night, everybody.